Hello there. I see I get to speak up here again. That's cool. My mental attitude towards this whole speaking thing has really improved over the last year, I'd say. And I'm not nearly as frightened or as like freaked out as I used to be. But I still get kind of like jittery whenever I step up here. Like I can't hold still. But, you know, I don't know if that's just because my hand's really cold, because it's so freezing out here in Ventura. But my body's just, like, terrified or calm. And it's like, let's just do both. So I'm like, hey, guys, how's it going? But anyways, I'm going to be reading from Psalm chapter 75. And before you flip there on your own Bible or elegantly swipe through your fancy smartphone, I'll say that I'm going to be reading from a newer, more modern version of the Bible called NLT, or New Living Translation. Some of you guys have probably heard it before. I just like the way this version phrases things better, and I think it's written in a way that's easier to understand, so I just decided to read from it. Anyway, go ahead and read that. We thank you, O God. We give thanks because you are near. People everywhere tell of your wonderful deeds. God says, at the time I have planned, I will bring justice against the wicked. When the earth quakes and its people live in turmoil, I am the one who keeps its foundations firm. I warned the proud, stop your boasting. I told the wicked, don't raise your fists. Don't raise your fists in defiance at the heavens or speak with such arrogance. For no one on earth, from east or west, or even from the wilderness, should raise a defiant fist. It is God alone who judges. He decides who will rise and who will fall. For the Lord holds a cup in his hand, that it is full of foaming wine mixed with spices. He pours out the wine in judgment, and all the wicked must drink it, draining it to the dregs. But as for me, I will proclaim what God has done. I will sing praises to him. For God says, I will break the strength of the wicked, but I will increase the power of the godly. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I tend to see a lot of bad stuff. There's a lot of messed up things in the world. And I tend to focus on the bad stuff before I think about the good stuff. Because honestly, I think it's more fun to talk about sometimes. And I'm also so frustrated about it sometimes that I feel like I have to talk about it. Usually, a conversation about how bad someone or something is more entertaining and more interesting and feels better to talk about than if it was about how good something did. You know, some of you guys probably know what I'm talking about. If I go to the movies, for example, and I watch a movie that is actually really good, but the service and the theater is terrible, I tend to talk way more about how bad the theater was instead of how good the movie was. I don't know why. I can't really help myself. I have to mention how long the line was, how bad the popcorn was, how uncomfortable the seats were, or how bad the audio was. I just have to mention all that bad stuff before I'm like, woo, now that I got that over, I can talk about the good stuff now. For some reason. And the bad stuff, it just nags at me. It bothers me so much that I have to say something about it. I have to vent, or else I won't feel satisfied, about my anger. And the whole movie theater thing is just one example. What about like little stuff I complain about? Like I always say, you can apply a lot of this stuff to driving for some reason. So, what about riding in a car? I'll be riding in a car or driving a car or something, because I can do that now. And I'll just point out and focus on every mistake every other driver makes. That guy didn't use his turn signal. That guy's on his phone. That guy's going too fast. That guy's going too slow. That guy's in the wrong lane. Just whatever. And it's just yada, yada, yada the whole time. And even though there are good drivers all around me that aren't doing anything wrong, I focus on the few mistakes that the other few drivers make, as if I've never made the same mistakes before. That's the other thing. I feel like I only rationalize mistakes when I've made the mistake. If I forget my turn signal, I tell myself, oh, that's a really easy mistake. It doesn't even cause much harm. Who cares? But when I see someone else do it, I'm like, check out that guy. He didn't use his turn signal. He's so stupid. It's like, he's just, what is he doing? You know, like, how do you not use your turn signal? It's like flipping a light switch. Are you too lazy or something? You know, I just go off on people that don't do stuff because I think it's dumb or whatever. And I never think to myself, Ben, it's a human. Humans make mistakes. Or it's not that big of a deal, really. It doesn't even affect me, so why should I even care? I don't think about things logically or nicely when it's when it's somebody else making the mistake. Because if I did, I wouldn't be able to say, look at that guy, look at how he messed up. When David wrote this in verse 3 and 7 of this chapter, he wrote a very good thing. He says, when the earth quakes and its people live in turmoil, God is the one who keeps its foundations firm. And in verse 7, it is God alone who judges. He decides who will rise and who will fall. I'm over here watching like CNN or something, and I'm judging how bad of a mistake like some like presidential thing made, or just the president himself, or how dumb the FCC is for like removing net neutrality and that whole mess, and I'm like freaking out about all of this stuff. Or I'm driving on the road and thinking about how dumb the drivers are for making mistakes, when the whole time, it turns out, it is God alone who judges. He decides who will rise and who will fall. I'm over here complaining about how dumb things are when that's not even my job. The stuff, that stuff doesn't even affect me most of the time. I'm focusing on stupid this, dumb that, when that's God's job to deal with that stuff. I complain about all the stuff that bothers me when in reality, I should just let that stuff go. It's not my right to be complaining about and focusing on this stuff. Because in the end, what I think doesn't matter. It is God alone who judges. He decides who will rise and who will fall. He decides what's right and wrong, and I have no say in it. Now, like, if you're in a position to help the situation, to help the bad thing, to help the person use their turn signal, I don't know, let's you know, then that's something, then you can do something about it. Let's say your best friend accidentally like crashes his car into a curb or a rock or something because he was on his cell phone. It's like dumb mistake. This is a situation you can focus on, because even though your friend made a dumb mistake, that doesn't mean you can't help him. That doesn't mean, oh yeah, you can just ignore that too. That's God's job, even though I could do something about it. It's like, that doesn't make any sense. If you can do something about it, you help your friend. So help him fix his car, tell him about a good mechanic or body shop or something you know of that could help him fix his car, or maybe just give him some money if you can, or even just moral support, anything you can really. And just because something is dumb doesn't mean you should just automatically dismiss it. You should just say, you should only dwell on dumb things when you can help those things become better. So when your friend makes a dumb mistake, you can help him get better. But if a random driver on the road or someone on TV or something is dumb, then you should just let that go, because God can focus on that for me. That's not my job. So if you take this into your daily life and start just giving that dumb stuff to God that's out of your control, all that stuff, just give it to God, you'll find that is a deep breath of fresh air. Seriously, when you see that guy not use his turn signal, or Donald Trump do something, or whatever it is that bothers you, or if you see, you know, just anything that bothers you, and you just don't pay attention to that stuff and say, I'll let God deal with that, your life becomes a lot more positive. Our lives become so cluttered with negativity and hatred that we forget to focus on the good stuff, the happy stuff. If my whole life is just me saying, look at that stupid guy over there, then when am I going to focus on what really matters? If you just say, I'll give that to God, I don't care about that anymore, then Every time you see one of that or see something like that, and you say that, and it has nothing, that stuff has nothing to do with you, because it's God's now. I can live my life in peace, and I can be still, and know that I'm all right, and that God's got this. Like I said before, with the whole movie theater thing, we tend to focus on the negative stuff first, before we focus on the good stuff. So if I give the negative stuff to God and let him handle it, all I got left is positive stuff. My car rides are no longer, look at that guy, or look at this guy, you know, how dumb is he? Instead they're, look at the blue sky, look at the weather, it's amazing outside. They're no longer, I hate stupid drivers. Instead they're, I'm so glad that I even have a car to drive. I'm so glad that I can drive. I'm so glad I can walk, even. I'm so glad I have food to eat. I'm so glad that I'm in America where I don't have to be scared because I don't know if I'm going to have enough food to even survive the next day. Where I don't have to be scared to state my opinion or anything. And I live in such a great place. I'm so glad that God gave his son for me so that I can live. These are the things we should try to focus on. Because when your whole life is centered around negativity, you tend to forget how blessed you really are. So rather than focusing on all the negativity in this world, and trust me, there's a lot of it, I can live a peaceful life knowing that I don't control the world and that God does. That knowing that helps me realize just how good that I've got it. So on your commute to work or school, or when you're watching the news or doing any other situations like these things that just make you angry, make you look how dumb that is, just remember whose judgment really matters and focus on the good stuff, because you have to get rid of the bad to focus on the good. And when you do that, you realize just how much God gives you and how much he loves you. Thank you, guys.